Hey, Runners Connect fans, welcome back to the Team RC Update. Michael Hammond here, bringing you another update on the goings-on behind the scenes of Runners Connect and what's going on with our athletes, etc. So first, I have to start out, I know you guys are gonna roll your eyes, but I gotta start out by saying, I hope you caught this Wednesday's podcast, Claire's weekly interview podcast, which actually happened to have on yours truly, as well as Jeff Gaudette, the founder of Runners Connect, of course. And we talked about kind of the Runners Connect journey over the last like year or two, specifically obviously talking about this year because things have been so insane and with all the race cancellations, kind of what we're doing at Runners Connect. But anyway, we went pretty in depth with that. I hope you get to check it out because we had a lot of fun talking with Claire. And also Jeff talks about his new company, his new venture. For those who didn't listen yet, Jeff has moved, I say moved on from Runners Connect. He's still involved. In fact, we still talk almost every single day. So it's not like he's not involved, but he appointed me CEO back in March. And he has moved on to actually create his own company called Fitually, which is like short for Fit Virtually. And he's trying to completely recreate the game in terms of virtual races. I mean, you guys have probably done a virtual race or two at this point this year, and you've probably seen that they're not all they're hyped up to be. It's certainly not a great replacement for a race, but he sees it, and really we see it as a whole. We see it as something that could be bigger down the line, even when races come back. We see it as something that could be a powerful tool. So he's developing just a much better way to do that. So go check out that podcast from Wednesday. Claire did an awesome job having us on there, and we had a really fun conversation. So I hope you get the chance to check it out. So this week, I've been wanting to do this more lately, and I haven't done it as much as I should. And I know you guys enjoy these, but I did a little one of our little athlete spotlights with one of our athletes at Runners Connect. I love highlighting your stories, people in the running community. I feel like, you know, every week you hear all these stories about these super fast elite runners or somebody who's famous or whatever. You don't really hear people that are in our like communities like ours of just, you know, kind of, I don't want to say average, but like kind of your everyday runners who just love it and get out there and do it because they enjoy it and work really, really hard, spend a lot of their time running these races, but we don't really get to tell their stories much. So that's something that I want to change, and I've really enjoyed telling a couple of those stories, but this week I had the pleasure of talking with Sabina Havkins, who's one of our athletes. She's been an athlete of ours since earlier this year. So she's actually a relatively newer one. The past couple of these I've done have been people who were with us for several years and know us really well, and we've met in person. Sabina, we've never met in person, but she's been with us since January, which I thought was a unique perspective because, you know, she literally joined in January. We had just kind of like changed a lot of the design and the elements of our training plans and our products. And then all of a sudden COVID happens. So I thought it was a unique story, but she's also run some awesome, she's had some great race results over the last like month or so. And I wanted to highlight her. So the first thing I asked her about, how did you initially get into running? I always think that's a fascinating story, especially because, you know, we're not talking about, like I said, we're not interviewing these elite athletes that are in like their 20s. It's like, oh, well, I started running in high school. I was amazing. I was a multiple state champion, whatever. I think it's interesting to tell people stories who are a little older and got into running quite some time ago. You know, we're kind of having to go back into their history and really talk about it. So I asked her about, how'd you get into running? And she said that when she was in fifth grade, I love this part. She says, when I was in fifth grade, the New York City Parks Department held a track meet in Queens. That was where she grew up. She said, I entered the 50-yard dash ... and came in close to last. To this day, I am more of a long distance runner. And Sabina, I think we can all feel your pain a little bit there in terms of like, we weren't exactly, most of us endurance athletes weren't exactly destined to be the greatest sprinters or those fast twitch muscle athletes. But anyway, she ran a little bit in high school and college, you know, nothing real serious. But then she said she was actually teaching tennis in Scottsdale, Arizona. And she said her boss promised to give us a 50-cent raise. Think about that for a second. 50-cent raise if we finished the local 10K. She runs that 10K. She gets totally, totally hooked. I loved that. You know, the following summer, she runs her first marathon. Next thing you know, she's in it. So we're talking about, back in her 20s, her early 30s. She wanted to run Boston, and she said her first time, she missed the qualifying time by 20 seconds, which is just a brutal amount of time to miss that. But then anyway, she this is like right around the earlier 80s. She said she ran the Capital City Marathon in 1984. And she said qualified on the course that was pretty close to the same one used for the Women's Olympic Marathon trials. And this is, if you remember, 1984 is when Joan Benoit actually won the Olympics that year in Los Angeles. So definitely an inspiring time, I think, for women runners at that time. Obviously, Joni was a huge inspiration, still is to this day. So she used that as an inspiration, kept getting into it. And then fast forward to now, she's in her mid-60s. She still goes on long runs, still runs a lot when she can. But one of the biggest things that keeps her motivated actually is running with her dog. Because one of the things I asked her about these awesome performances. You know, one, she did her first sub 1 hour 10K in she said decades. You know, I'm not sure exactly when her last one was, but she said decades, which means, you know, my ears means over 20 years, which is pretty wild to now in your 60s be running times that you were running in your like 40s and maybe even younger. But then she ran a half marathon that was typically one of those races that of course got canceled, and she just said, you know what, I'm going to go out there, recreate the course on my own, and I'm going to run it. She actually, her goal was 220 and she ran 210. Which was just awesome, especially in your own setup race. But I asked her about that. I was like, how'd you do that? How did you manage to accomplish that? And she said, I think my dog gets at least 2/3 of the credit. She needs to get out almost as much as I do. And so virus or no virus, she gets her runs and hikes and walks. She's better without many other dogs around. So social distancing works great for us both. I loved that point because, you know, she's right. Those dogs don't really care what's going on. They got to get out and get their exercise. So her dog has been a nice way to help her get out there, get her runs in, get her training in. And Sabina's now running times that, again, she hasn't touched in several years. I mean, decades at this point. So that's been huge. And we're so proud of her. We asked what her running goals are moving forward. We always like to hear what people's goals are, what they're working towards. And she said, it's very simple. Stay healthy so I can run at least 3 miles a few times a week for 20 more years. I love that. You don't hear people talking about what they want to be doing for the next 20 years very often. Usually it's like, well, next year I want to do this, maybe the following year, maybe 2 years out, but very rare do you hear somebody talking about doing something 20 years out. She said, qualify for Boston one more time, sometime in the next 5 years, I hope. And then be able to run, to keep running some beautiful trails with friends, which means keep my speed and my strength up as my trail running friends are still youngsters. So I love that. That's definitely a little extra motivation. Peer pressure always works its magic, whether we like it or not. And then I also always love asking this question because I think every individual, whether they know it or not, has unique circumstances. Even if your circumstances aren't like, you know, something that someone's going to write a book about. Nonetheless, your unique circumstances give you unique perspective, even if you don't realize it. So I asked her, what unique advice do you feel that you can give other runners? She said, be patient with injuries. And if you are injured, see a sports/runner or knowledgeable physical therapist. That's definitely a big one. So somebody who ideally a PT who's a runner themselves or at least involved in sports and deals with sports injuries. Can't recommend that myself enough. She said, don't let anyone tell you you can't. There is almost always a way to reach your goals. Couldn't agree more. She said, it's okay to go slow most of the time because that will allow you to go fast when you need to. I love that advice. That's some of my favorite running advice because it's also one of the least well understood. Everyone thinks to run fast, you got to run fast, you know, and they don't realize that the vast majority of your running, especially if you're trying to run a good marathon, should be nice, easy, and slow. So I really love that. And their last one was, as you get older, you must do your strength training. This is not unique advice, but it's true. And I think it's actually really good advice. It's something that we say at Runners Connect a lot, but I actually think it's very nice to hear from somebody who's actually, you know, in their 60s, because it's easy for me to say I'm 30 years old and I can tell somebody in their 60s, yeah, you got to do your strength training. And they're like, what the heck do you know? But this is from someone who's actually in their 60s. And Sabina actually has attended a bunch of our live strength sessions on YouTube. And she said she has gotten a lot out of that. So, in fact, she said, I've also enjoyed the daily YouTube workouts, which have really helped replace the inability to go to the gym these days. So I'm glad she's been enjoying that. Sabina, you're awesome. We definitely wanted to highlight you this week. You're an awesome runner. such an inspiration to other people in our community, the way you've handled COVID and just keep a positive attitude throughout all this. So thank you, Sabina. We loved highlighting you, and I hope you guys enjoyed hearing her story. That's it for this week, you guys. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Get your long runs in, relax, spend some time with family and loved ones, and talk to you guys next week. Take care.